From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A crowd of protesters in the Saudi Arabian village of Al-Awamiya chanting, "Down with the Saud, death to the Saud," after today's beheading of a prominent Shiite cleric, Nim al-Nimra, and 46 others convicted of terrorism by Saudi Arabia. This was the largest mass execution in Saudi Arabia in more than three decades. Al-Nimr was a key figure in Shiite protests that erupted during the 2011 Arab Spring and criticized the government's treatment of Saudi Arabia's Shiite minority, many of whom complain of nationalization. From Iraq, this is Fadi al-Shimar of the Islamic Supreme Council. He says Saudi Arabia made a big mistake in executing al-Nimr because it will fuel existing tensions in the region, and also that the Supreme Council had promises that the sheikh and his companions were to be pardoned, but that promise has not been honored, which he says is pouring oil on fire in the region. All but two of the executed were Saudis. One was Chadian and the other was Egyptian. And in Israel, police there carrying out a large-scale manhunt today for the gunman who opened fire outside a Tel Aviv bar, killing two people and wounding at least seven others. The motive for Friday's attack remains unclear. Relatives of the gunman have identified him as an Israeli Arab. An Israeli spokesperson told the French news agency there's a strong possibility this was a terrorist attack, but criminal motives have not been ruled out. The New Year's Day shooting came amid a wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis and days after the head of the Islamic State threatened Israel with violence.